This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV, 5 topics in 10 minutes for January 23rd. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, more on the media's fake news freakout. While real things are happening elsewhere in the world, the American media continues to obsess over the confrontation last Friday at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. Native American activist Nathan Phillips got in the face of a young man identified as Nick Sandman of Covington Catholic High School in Covington, Kentucky. Now, bear in mind that Phillips chose to approach and get in the face of young Mr. Sandman, but the media rushed to judge Sandman based on an edited video clip. It's the kind of thing that they accuse the video activists of doing, who've gone into Planned Parenthood clinics and showed them, you know, offering to sell aborted baby parts. Oh, the video's edited. We can't use that. Doesn't prove anything. But that's exactly what they did to the boys from Covington Catholic High School. The teen, as a result of the media's coverage of this event, and it's very one-sided coverage, has been called the product of a hate factory and equated with a school shooter, a segregation-era racist, or a member of the Ku Klux Klan. In fact, CNN commentator Angela Rye said she was triggered, so triggered, by the Make America Great Again caps that young Mr. Sandman and his friends were wearing. Even this morning, NBC's Today Show featured an interview with Nick Sandman. And he was asked by the reporter, do you think that maybe this wouldn't have happened if you hadn't been wearing the MAGA hats? As if he and his friends were responsible for what took place because they were wearing trigger caps, apparently. The longer videos that have now been posted to the web show that the confrontation actually involved a group that's not getting much attention, a group of African Americans who call themselves the Black Hebrew Israelites. Apparently believing that the Jews in Israel aren't real Jews, that the real Jews are Africans. They were calling the boys from Covington High School and the Native Americans, Mr. Phillips and his crew, racial epithets. Now, why Mr. Phillips chose to approach Mr. Sandman, I don't know. But the media shouldn't have rushed to judge and put all the blame on Sandman and his friends from Covington High School. In fact, the high school had to close yesterday because of credible death threats that had been called into the school based on the media's rush to judge on an edited video clip. Well, this is just one small front in a wider, I would say culture war, but it's not really a culture war. It's a worldview war. But what is this worldview difference? Well, here, Pew Research Center gives us a clue. Among white Republicans, 72% say they believe in the God of the Bible. Among white Democrats in America, only 32% believe in the God of the Bible. That's a huge difference. So when the media rushes to judge Nick Sandman and his friends for wearing a Make America Great Again cap, what they're doing is giving their audience, or what they think their audience wants, something that makes them, the president, and by extension, Christians, 80% of whom voted for President Trump in the last election, makes them look bad. But remember, we, Christians, we're not the enemy. It's Christ, and that's really the point. That leads to topic number 4. Lady Gaga calls out Karen Pence. Lady Gaga, performing in Las Vegas Saturday night, stopped her concert in order to pile on to the recent media assault against first or second lady, Karen Pence. She called Vice President Mike Pence, Lady Gaga did, the worst representation of Christianity. Why? Well, Lady Gaga, who called herself a real Christian woman, said that the Vice President and his wife are poor Christians because they support biblical marriage. Mrs. Pence announced last week that she'd be teaching art part-time at a Christian school in Washington, D.C. And this school, like many Christian schools and colleges around the country, requires both students and faculty to affirm that they are Christians and will conduct themselves in accordance with the Christian faith, even when it comes to sexuality. Now, critics view this as an attack on the rights of LGBTQ+, and therefore it makes the vice president and his wife haters, and again, in the view of Lady Gaga, the worst representation of Christianity. In the words of Inigo Montoya, she keeps using that word. I do not think it means what she thinks it means. She took it to the next level and said that biblical views about marriage are antithetical to Christianity. Well, we in the church should know enough Bible to be able to refute the gospel of Gaga. That is part of our calling. 1 Peter 3:15, we are to honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for the hope you have, the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. That can be the hard part when you're hearing somebody like this presume to lecture us on theology. But that is our calling. And that leads to topic number three, the year of the Bible. A proclamation signed by 150 pastors in Ohio calling 2019 the year of the Bible was issued at a press conference Tuesday in, the Bible Walk Museum in Mansfield, Ohio. Several of the signers spoke about the wonders of the Word of God, its role in American history, and the need for all men and women to turn to the Scriptures for truth. Quote, the document says, quote, "We formally reaffirm the Bible as being living, active, and God-breathed, and demonstrating through history to be the anvil that has worn many hammers out. Consequently, since Bible illiteracy is plaguing our politically correct society, since the Bible is being censored by governments and cultural institutions, and since the authority of both the Old and New Testaments of the Bible are being subverted by some religious circles, we do proclaim 2019 as the year of the Bible," end quote. Amen and amen. In fact, Sharon and I would like you to join us for our weekly Bible study. We record it on Sundays. It's posted at gilberthouse.org, all one word, .org. It's just a verse-by-verse exegesis of the Bible, and trust me, if we can do it, anybody can do it. Just getting into the Bible, we've been doing this for over 4 years now, has led to three books, two that I've written already, third one is in process, and Sharon and I have already come up with ideas for two more, based on what we're getting out of digging into the Bible on a verse-by-verse, week-by-week basis. It is eye-opening. We've got a free mobile app even. You can just download the studies and just listen to them as you go. Again, it's not, you don't have to sit and take notes, but get into the Word. You'll be surprised at what's in there. And again, it will help you prepare to debate theology with the likes of Lady Gaga. Topic number two, Zimbabwe cops. This would be funny if people weren't actually being killed. Zimbabwe has had a really rough week. Internet shut down. A lot of people there cut off from the rest of the world. Violent protests erupted after President Emmerson Mnangagwa, hope I pronounced that right, doubled fuel prices there last month. That really is a bite in a place where people don't earn much money. About 12 people estimated to have been killed. This is information that's being provided by doctors in Zimbabwe. Another 300 or so have been injured, many by people, well, the army or police. But after the week of violence, the army and the police held a press conference and said, "It wasn't us, they stole our uniforms." Seriously. It wasn't us, they stole our uniforms. Speaking at a joint press conference in front of international media, representatives from law enforcement and the military in Zimbabwe said civilians had managed to steal their uniforms, went out acting as rogue cops and soldiers, killing, torturing, and wounding people. Now, no explanation as to how the uniforms were stolen and how these rogue cops and soldiers got hold of weapons and official vehicles. Inquiring minds would like to know. Coming up, you think you're having a bad day? Be thankful you don't work in China. That's next on 5 and 10.
There is a genocide of deadly processed foods happening right now in the United States, creating a health epidemic more pervasive than anyone ever imagined. But now, you can arm yourself with the knowledge to keep you and your family from becoming its next victim. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Time Bomb special offer. When you order Time Bomb from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Time Bomb Companion DVD. This incredible DVD includes special, never-before-released, off-the-record interviews with healthcare professionals like Dr. Ralph Umbriaco, Dr. Joshua Vance, and Dr. Matthew Sams on the current food crisis in the U.S., and tips on how to achieve your optimal physiological health. This DVD is nearly 5 hours in length and also includes the entire Skywatch TV Time Bomb television series with Joe Horn, Ali Anderson, and Derek Gilbert. But that's not all. You'll also receive Eat This and Live for Kids. This colorful, fully illustrated book by Dr. Don Colbert walks you step by step through how to begin teaching your kids to love the foods that will love them back. While out shopping, how to avoid deadly toxins in many common kids' foods and household products. What to feed your kids from preschool to preteen. Healthy snacks they will love and what supplements they'll desperately need and so much more. But the health epidemic isn't just limited to humankind. Also included in this unbelievable special offer, Joe Artis Horn's best-selling book, The Dead Pets Don't Lie Exposé, and companion DVD. This shocking book and DVD collection sounds the alarm on the scandalous practices of the commercial pet food industry. Learn how the FDA is allowing big scams where detestable, poisonous pet foods are being passed off as healthy and causing pets to die prematurely. You'll learn everything you need to know in order to quickly read pet food labels and allow your pet to avoid these toxic ingredients. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $100. Yours now for a donation of only $30 plus shipping and handling. Take control today. The Time Bomb special offer is your field guide to avoiding the deadly processed foods and ingredients that are creating a massive wave of health crisis in America. This information covers every member of the family, the adults, children, and even our pets. Begin transforming how you and your family eat and live now. The Time Bomb special offer. Order now at the Skywatch TV store online or call 844-750-4985.
And topic number one, the beatings will continue until morale improves. That seems to be the spirit behind recent motivational tactics employed in China. Video last week of employees from a Chinese beauty products company forced to crawl along a busy city street in one of the eastern provinces went viral last week. Why did their boss make them do this? Because they failed to meet their annual sales targets. I worked in sales for about 20 years before coming here. Thankful, I mean, for all the pressure that this was not one of the, you know, there is no third place. Onlookers called the police, who arrived on the scene and told the boss he had to stop because Chinese law forbids corporal punishment like this or intentional acts of public humiliation. But that said, in recent years, there's been a trend towards this type of motivational technique. Last month, workers at a Chinese hair salon were forced to slap themselves in the face 100 times, eat raw chilies, and then run 10 kilometers because their work performance was not up to the boss's expectation. And last November, employees at a home improvement firm in Guizhou province were whipped with belts, forced to drink urine and eat bugs because they failed to reach their sales targets. You could be having a worse day, so be thankful. Here at Skywatch TV, we're looking forward to an exciting year, and we hope you'll join us. Partner with us in being a part of this as we grow. We're looking to put a new studio inside a building that we acquired for pennies on the dollar. We won't go into debt to do it, so we're asking for your support to help us get there. For information on how you can support and help Skywatch TV build its new studio with room for a studio audience, log on to skywatchtv.com and follow the links. The Skywatch TV First Annual Defender Conference is already sold out. We knew this was going to happen. You got Tom Horn, Mike Heiser, Carl Gallups leading the list of speakers. Well, we will have information on video streaming coming very soon. We're working out some details, but that will be available, so keep watch. We'll let you know as soon as those details are ready. But as of now, the First Annual Defender Conference in Branson in August, already a sellout. However, we still do have room for you at the Hear the Watchman Conference in Dallas, March 28th through 31st. Sharon and I, honored to be a part of it. In fact, Sharon has just been announced as the keynote speaker for the speaker's lunch at the conference. I'm proud of my wife. Josh Peck from Skywatch TV and his co-author on the book, The Second Coming of the New Age, will be there, as well as L.A. Marzulli, Dr. Michael Lake, Pastor Carl Gallops, Rabbi Zev Porat, and many more. We're looking forward to seeing Coach Dave and his wife again, too. For information and to save $20 off the registration, by the way, use the promo code Gilbert20, Gilbert20, at hearthewatchmen.com. And still a few spots left on the buses for the Skywatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel. Carl Gallops and Zev Porat will be with us there. Sharon and I, proud to host it. May 12th through 23rd. And if you can stay a few extra days, join us in Jordan. We'll go to Mount Nebo and Petra, among other sites there. So a lot of biblical history on the east side of the Jordan River. We'll be preaching and teaching all along the way. For information and to reserve your place, log on to LipkinTours.com. That's LipkinTours.com. We can broadcast on your schedule in a variety of ways. Add our channel to Roku or Apple TV, or download the free Skywatch TV mobile app. Android, iOS, Windows Phone, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, there are apps for all of those. And we have links to the app stores posted at SkywatchTV.com. My website, DerekPGilbert.com, featuring a new interview with Shelley Neese, author of The Copper Scroll Project. It sounds like an Indiana Jones movie, but it's real. An ancient text recorded on a copper scroll that could point to the temple treasures from Solomon's temple. You can hear that interview at DerekPGilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.